Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Yes, we're back for hour number three. Bob Cordaro with you. Appointment radio. I'm happy I made the appointment with you. Noon to three today and every day this week. And very glad you made the appointment back with me. Mary Gina sent in our Mother Teresa for today, May 23rd. It says, to parents, it is very important that children learn from their fathers and mothers how to love one another, not in school, not from the teacher, but from you. It is very important that you share with your children the joy of loving others. There will be misunderstandings. Every family has its cross, its suffering, but always be the first to forgive with a smile. Be cheerful, be happy, says Mother Teresa. Thanks, Mary Regina. So, Jeff Bartos, he's the first U.S. Senate candidate that we interviewed on this show. And was a hell of a candidate, former lieutenant governor candidate, so he'd run statewide. But it just didn't happen. There was too much money arrayed against him. We saw that the impact that had on Lou Barletta, although two times the money that Doug Mastriano spent was spent framing him by interests who support Josh Shapiro. So there was a ton of money spent for Doug Mastriano, but two-thirds of it was intended by Shapiro to isolate and to put Mastriano in a Trump box. But in the case of the Senate campaign, mountains of cash came in, and Jeff Bartos just didn't do as well as he should have because he's got a lot to offer. But he is here now and back after the campaign's over. First of all, Jeff, welcome back, and I think you ran a good race.
Bob, thank you. First of all, thank you so much for having me. Thank you for those kind words. All the best to you and your family and all your listeners on this beautiful day in Pennsylvania. I'm speaking to you from the southeastern part of the state, but as you and I talked about last year when I joined you on the show, we had a great conversation. Cheryl and I lived in Clark Summit for a year when we were newlyweds and have a ton of friends up there. So, you know, best to all our friends in northeastern PA.
All right. Well, so Jeff, we now have a race that is deadlocked, and, you know, you're in a unique position to observe it because you were involved, you know, neck deep in the campaign for the Senate primary. Tell us what your perception is and what you think is going on and where do you think it'll end up?
Well, it looks to me, and again, I went to law school. I didn't go to engineering or rocket science or anything like that. So I'll admit that math is not my first order skill, but you know, not bad at it. all my high school and college calculus professors, apologies for even saying that. But no, from my view, tracking this very closely, it appears that Dr. Oz is going to prevail. It's a very, very close election, but just the ballots that are out there, I think, and I'm sure, let's park to the side for a second. We should absolutely talk about this Third Circuit opinion and how that might play in on the undated mail-in ballots that came in. But, you know, I think I said the Wednesday before the election, it was the last time we were all on stage together, and I remember saying before my closing, I went right before Kathy. She spoke last, I spoke second to last, and I wanted to pause and just mark the moment. There were about 600 of us there in Bucks County with all of us, I think, but Dave on the stage that night. And I said, you know, the next time we all appear together, one of us is going to be your nominee. Now, it's a good thing it wasn't 2 days later. We haven't had the votes counted yet. But I said, one of us is going to be your nominee. And the critical thing is after May 18th, we need to come together as a party because this seat is going to decide control of the United States Senate. And so before we dig into the numbers and what these court cases mean and what the law is on mail-in ballots, I just want to give compliments both to Dr. Oz and to Dave McCormick individually and together. I think they've conducted themselves as gentlemen since the election. I think they've mostly stayed back and just let the process take its course. And I think that is the right type of leadership. And for Dr. Oz, who's been leading since election night, a lot of credit for just being a statesman and for really kind of letting this play out. I do think it is time to bring this to a close. I do think we will get numbers in, and I think it is a catastrophe if any Republican, whether it's David or any Republican out there, would be advocating for counting undated mail-in ballots, which not only goes against Pennsylvania law, but is also a disaster if Republicans are making that argument in any way. Because think about the benefits that trust me, the Secretary of State and Governor Wolf are chomping at the bit to have Republicans say, yeah, count undated ballots. That's okay. They are chomping at the bit. We cannot give them that. And none other than RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel was on national Fox News yesterday saying exactly that. The Pennsylvania law is clear. We cannot count undated mail-in ballots.
We're talking with Jeff Bartos, former, I guess I have to say, former U.S. Senate candidate and former Lieutenant Governor candidate, and talking about the state of the Oz-McCormick Senate race, as it has come down to. Oz is up by what, about 1,000 votes or thereabouts?
Yeah, I think the latest numbers I saw around about 1,100. But yeah, it's with not enough votes out there right now, I think, to change the outcome before there's going to be a recount. There's absolutely going to be a recount under Pennsylvania law, and that'll take its course under the law as soon as this first count is done.
Now, Jeff Bartos, I have not seen an election change from a leader to the person trailing ever on recount, on new votes, all of that kind of thing. It just doesn't really happen that often historically. And that's why I would think, even though the McCormick people are telling me that they're very confident, I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, I think, and I want to separate, you know, there's candidates and then there's advisors and lawyers, right? And I think that as candidates, and as I will say, it's the first time I'm saying this too, as a former candidate, but as someone who's spent his whole life in this Commonwealth, loves Pennsylvania, wants to see our party move forward and recognizes, like you do, that we have to keep the seat in Republican hands, the sooner we can come together as a party, the sooner we can coalesce behind our nominee, the better, because we have to win this election in the fall. I think that the lawyers will do what they do and the consultants will do what they do, but none of them live here, or very few of them live here. And they don't necessarily, when I say they, I mean the advisors, they're not worrying about the mess they might make and the bad law they might make for the November election or for 2024. They're just thinking about right here and right now. And I think it's incumbent upon us as candidates or former candidates, in this case, there's only two remaining candidates in David and Mehmet. It's incumbent upon all of us to just speak with one voice. We have to follow the law. Only lawfully cast ballots should be counted. And undated ballots are not to be counted under Pennsylvania law, period. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court has recognized that. Ronna McDaniel said this so much yesterday on Fox News. And I think anyone who looks at this says, as Republicans, I mean, Bob, I've been campaigning around the state for 5 years. Over the last year and a half as a United States Senate candidate, until inflation reared its head and really started to be a gut punch for all of our fellow Pennsylvanians, the number one thing I heard from our Republican primary voters was ballot integrity, ballot integrity, ballot integrity. Every one of us campaigning talked about how much we understood and really heard not only our fellow Republicans, but we're going to fight for election security, election integrity. It starts right now. I mean, we have to match our actions with our words. And again, I want to give credit to Dr. Oz, who has, he and his team have been very clear from the very beginning that only lawfully cast ballots should be counted. And I think it's time for all Republicans to get on board with that. And we have to realize that this election is just one of many, right? We have another one in November. We have one in November, and then we have a very important one coming up in 2024 for the White House. We have to maintain election security and election integrity as Republicans. In fact, we're the only ones fighting for it. So if not us, who?
We're talking with Jeff Bartos, former Republican candidate for United States Senate, on the state of the race between Oz and McCormick. Now, you've observed all of this from very close, and you also looked at, and you mentioned, the Third Circuit decision, which is confusing to me, and I don't even know how it got to them, but tell us about that.
Well, so I guess back up to the big picture. The much maligned, and as our Commonwealth Court found it, Act 77, which allowed for no-excuse mail-in balloting, our Commonwealth Court declared that law unconstitutional. Our Supreme Court, our Pennsylvania Supreme Court, stayed that order and allowed no-excuse mail-in balloting for the primary we just conducted last week.
Yeah, they didn't have time those left-wing lunatics on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court didn't have time to figure out how to circumvent the Pennsylvania Constitution.
They didn't have time. That's exactly right. So they said, it applies for the primary. We're going to have oral arguments, and we'll render a decision. I suspect they'll render a decision before the November general election. But so the law in Pennsylvania stayed. You know, Act 77, unconstitutional. Supreme Court said that stayed. But Act 77 made it very clear that ballots have to be dated. I voted by absentee in the last election because, of course, as a candidate, I'm moving all around the state that day. I had to sign my envelope. I had to date my envelope. I had to, you know, put my ballot in an inner envelope and then put it in the mail-in ballot. Like, you have to follow the directions. I did that, as did probably a million of our fellow Pennsylvanians. So it is not hard to follow. And the law in Pennsylvania, as confirmed by our Pennsylvania Supreme Court, which is not friendly to conservatives. I mean, to say the least, they are left-wing loonies, as you called them. In fact, I called for them to be impeached back in 2018 after they redrew our congressional line.
That was a good call.
So, look, I'm with you on all this. Even our Pennsylvania Supreme Court has said that mail-in ballots must be dated to be counted. The Third Circuit comes in on Friday with not an opinion. They haven't issued an opinion yet. But they have issued an order that's specific to Lehigh County and specific to the 2021 race for the Court of Common Pleas. The Third Circuit has directed, I don't believe even that they've directed, they have said it is a violation of federal law to not count the undated mail-in ballots in that race. It's a violation of the civil rights law. So,
wow, is that a stretch?
Yeah, I am certain that will be appealed to the United States Supreme Court when we see an opinion. I don't know when that will be. But in the here and now, it has been a long time since I practiced law. So, I've already said I'm not so good at math. I'm better at law, but it has been a while since I practiced law. But all kidding aside, the law of Pennsylvania is very clear that undated mail-in ballots should not be counted. Our election boards in all 67 counties, our county commissioners, are going to be under enormous pressure by out-of-state lawyers to break Pennsylvania law and count those votes. And we as conservatives should speak with one loud voice. And this has nothing to do with whether you're a Dr. Oz supporter or a Dave McCormick supporter or a Jeff Bartos supporter or a Kathy Barnett supporter or a Carla Sands supporter. It has nothing to do with that. We are all conservatives. Dr. Oz is a proud conservative. Dave McCormick is a proud conservative. I'm a proud conservative. We all have to come together with one loud voice and say, Pennsylvania law must be followed. Undated mail-in ballots shall not be counted. And we need to stand by our vow to the voters. All of us campaigned. In my case, 15 months. In Kathy's case, 14 months. In Mehmet and Dave's case, I still never going to get tired of saying it. Just a couple months, right? We just got here. But by the way, that argument didn't carry water because they're the two still standing. But all kidding aside, we all campaigned on ballot security and election integrity, and our words have to mean something. Our actions have to back up our words, and that all conservatives must come together, regardless of who you supported in this primary, and say, absolutely not. It is absolutely a violation of Pennsylvania law to count undated mail-in ballots. We want safe, secure elections. My vote should count. Bob, your vote should count. and someone who didn't follow the rules, their vote should not count. That's the law.
All right. Jeff Bartos, thank you very much. You are welcome anytime. We appreciate your insight on this deadlock that we're looking at for the Republican nomination for United States Senate. Honored to have you on the Bob Cordaro Show once again.
Bob, thank you for having me, and God bless you for your great work that you do. I love listening to the intro to this hour, and look forward to returning many, many times between now and the most important election in our lifetimes. Right? You got to take back.
You are more than welcome. You are more than welcome. Thank you. Jeff Bartos, Senate candidate, Republican for the Republican nomination, and he's a hell of a candidate. He really is. We would love to have him in office somewhere, somehow, representing the people of Pennsylvania. Bob Cordaro, Appointment Radio. We'll be back.
The Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.